What you see here is a Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 injection when it was first put on a slide. And in the background, you see all of these blinking lights and extreme activity. This is 100 times magnifications. And here you see that something has self-assembled that we call microchips, because we have done studies that these microchips are actually emitting what's called a MAC address phenomenon.
Tell us what the flashing dots are in the background.
This is what's called nano and micro robots that are communicating with each other via light signal, and they are collaborating to self-assemble these larger structures that are microchips. And so this is in the realm of self-assembling nanotechnology. Here you see a micro robot emitting blue light. Here's another one. This background swarming is what I've seen in the human blood, and I will show you later images of that. They did analysis of COVID-19 injection and found 54 undeclared chemical elements, including fluorescent graphene oxide. And I have documented the fluorescence phenomena in the blood and with this technology extensively. I've looked at many childhood vaccinations now under the microscope, and they have the same self-assembling nanotechnology. Richard Hirschman sent me embalmed blood of a vaccinated individual who had been deceased for 8 months. Before. I got these vials in June of 2023, and you can see here the same filaments. And this is a video of ongoing self-assembly within this embalmed blood. And what you see here are these micelles, and they're filled with the same blinking lights that I showed you earlier in the COVID shots.